All right, it's quarter after one or so. Oh, maybe it's more 20 after one. And we're broadcasting from the Ticket Hovel. That is our little studio right next to the American Airlines Center, which is down on the plaza. And what we're having here is our first ever Big D Freedom Fire Fest, following up the worst 4th of July party ever a couple of years ago. I think it's already just the second worst, because it started out pretty bad, but it picked up a little because the weather is actually cooperating. There are P1s wearing Hawaiian shirts out on the plaza. We boiled 8 hot dogs and gave them away. They were enjoyed by all. We do have the hot dog water, if anybody wants that. Mm. I saw some action on Twitter indicating that that would be a coveted item. Our T-shirt guy, Raymond, from E6 Sportswear, has made some T-shirts just for this event. And they are up for sale now. So if you go to theticket.com and click merch or some such. I think we shorten words on theticket.com because that's cool, right?
We're hip.
You can go there and purchase one of these. I think I could also retweet that if I get on Twitter. And speaking of Twitter, every hour we're having a big-name guest, a Dallas-based big-name guest. So in the first hour, the Saroy twins, led by Cash Saroy, walked over from Cash's apartment. And Cash brought a bunch of T-shirts, too. We're giving those away at the ticket tent. So if you just want a T-shirt or you want to just stop by and look at some hot dog water, please come by this afternoon and join our Fire Fest. But I said, speaking of Twitter, a man who told me when he resigned here at the ticket, don't worry, I'll still be on Twitter. Do you remember saying that?
I do.
It is Groobs, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, he's right here.
Michael Gruber, our little champion. Left here in what year, Mino? Mino remembers for sure. Well, no, wait. Mino didn't take over for you.
No, Jake took over for me.
I was hired as an overnight part-time board op when Groobs left, so
that
roundabout
was the
way.
Yes. Everybody moved up a notch, and the overnight board op, as Trey knows, the overnight board op job was one that just kind of came open.
Yeah, so that was 2012.
2012. It's been nearly a decade.
I know.
Still,
man.
At UNT?
What?
Still taking classes?
Huh? That's right. You actually, I always forget that. You actually quit saying, I'm going to finish my college degree. I need to get my degree. You're going to make your parents proud. We all said, he'll be back to run this place someday. He'll be our boss.
And now, not so much.
So, did you go back to school for a time?
For 2 semesters.
Okay. Took a full course load?
Sure.
All right. That means no. And what were what was your major? What were you going to do?
My thought was I was going to get a business degree.
Okay, business is good. I love business, man.
That flamed out really quick. Because it turns out you need to do, like, math and stuff.
There are numbers in business, that's right.
And I'm not good with those.
Now, was this your thought, or was this fueled by the dad?
No, this is all me. I don't know if you know this, Dan, but people that aren't hosts at the ticket don't make a whole lot of money.
What?
I know.
It's true.
Huh. I can't believe no one's told. I can't believe no one's told you this.
It doesn't seem like that would affect me at all.
It literally doesn't.
Yeah, I guess that's why.
Except for your show and all that.
Yeah.
And whether the contributors are part of it.
Okay.
But you got Mino now, so, and he's got a hot back.
Mm-hmm. We do have Mino. He has a really hot back.
And some hot pockets in my fridge.
Definitely less hair than you.
That's true.
You're a very hairy little monkey.
But I think Jake has more.
That's true, especially in the inner thigh.
Well.
You have that incredible red beard still going.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah. Like, you look exactly the same. I feel like I look different than I did 10 years
ago.
You do. Every 10 years, I think every 10 years, I look considerably different than I did 10 years previous.
Your back has gotten hotter.
Yeah. But you look very, very similar. You are carrying around a Sharpie. Are you just anticipating an autograph sesh?
I brought my Sharpie. I brought my headphones because apparently those weren't available at the time.
Will you give out autographs at 1:30?
Already have given out a few.
Okay. Look at that. A little bragging montage.
Yeah.
signed
I'm
any
a very famous
yet?
Dan.
Any up tops?
Do I have them?
No. Have you signed any?
Oh, no. I've signed near them.
Okay.
And that was pretty cool. In these COVID times.
So, do you still work for Bally's / Fox Sports Southwest?
Yes. That's kind of my year-round thing. So, like, I'll actually be going up there tonight to work the away broadcast.
Okay, what do you do there?
Oddly enough, I'm basically a board operator. But okay. I can make a living now.
To say a board operator on television is a little different than radio.
A little bit.
How many behind-the-scenes people work for one Ranger game?
Oh, gosh. Probably a couple dozen.
Like, not just out at the broadcast. I know
right,
the broadcast truck, I've seen that.
Yeah,
that's
and
a
then
cool bit.
The studio, we got, I think, 9 people in the control room.
To do what?
Man.
Like the graphics? And do you put up the graphics?
Oh, God, no. Oh. I just do the audio. So there's a separate person doing audio and graphics and coordinating the graphics and...
You do the running. Little interstitial sounder? Like, shoo.
I put up the fader that has that. So I play, like, the music and put up the microphones and all that. It's really easy if you know how to do it.
For real?
Yeah.
Like, once you get going?
Yeah.
And so you've been doing that for the last 10 years or 8 years?
About 9 years, yeah.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool.
What is your other employment is working? So, obviously, Bally's is cool with you just leaving work for home games?
Yeah, I'm a freelance at Bally's, so I just tell them, hey, I can work these dates, and these dates I can't.
Okay.
And then I get to work at the ballpark with my buddy Chuck Morgan.
Did you get the gig there because of, or Bally's, just because they knew you from the ticket?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Well, it wasn't your college background.
It wasn't my degree, no.
So how's that going, the bit with Chuck Morgan? So you sit with Chuck Morgan? What are you saying?
He's got his own booth because
he's
very,
Chuck.
Very awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm up in basically where... His old spot at the old ballpark.
Dude, have you thought of this?
What?
There's a possibility. Someday they will induct you into the Rangers Hall of Fame. If Chuck Morgan gets in...
I think he's earned it a little bit more than I ever will.
But I'm saying, let's say you're there 30 years,
so
like Chuck
time.
Has been.
Like,
has Chuck been there like 40?
38, I think, since 1983.
With 1 year in Kansas City that we don't speak of?
But he's still at like... 3,050 consecutive games.
But of all the people here at the ticket...
Oh, I've definitely got the best chance out of all you fart knockers.
Yeah.
Well, challenge accepted.
Okay, bring it.
Do you have a better chance than Emily Jones?
Ooh.
No. She's the team mom.
Yeah.
What about KG?
I don't know. That could be a close one. KG's pretty spectacular.
You fired up about tonight, bro?
It's
you get
KG
to work
night.
KG night.
I know. I'm excited.
You get to be the board op. Do you think you'll even put up a graphic for one hit for the other team? Probably not.
No. We're going to be celebrating a perfect game tonight, I think.
Who do we got? Who's on the skeds?
Who's on the boat?
Oakland. So who the heck are we?
I thought we just played Oakland.
They're in Seattle tonight, Groobs. Hi, Groobs.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Julie.
What's up?
Nothing much. Just partying with Dan and Monty.
It sounds like fun. I'm up here in a dark ticker room. All alone.
Well, it's kind of humid down here. This isn't great either.
Yeah.
Okay. It's really not that great down there.
Yeah, it actually doesn't sound that
nice
great.
It's really not.
The bigger guys
sweaty
are a little sweatier than you three.
Did you play catch up?
A buddy out there did.
Yeah.
It looks really fun.
We're playing catch up on the square. It's a game Killer invented. We have catch up packs, and we're throwing them into a little bucket.
So beaten.
This is the greatest thing I've ever been a part of.
No one's even picked up the ketchup packets from the last throwing. They're just sitting on the ground.
Yeah. That's part of playing
still,
ketchup.
Like, busted packets in there. It's kind of gross.
I saw Cash got some on his hand. He had a little ketchup injury.
Oh, really? It looks like there's only 3 of the 5 left.
Yeah, I only saw 3 packets in there.
That's part of playing ketchup. That's part of the deal, you know?
Yeah.
Injuries, you know? You think there'll be an asterisk on this?
Part of the game, man.
On this ketchup sitch?
You'll get Tommy John from it.
So every hour on the half hour, we started it last hour. We like to play some audio to celebrate America. Let's see if I can find it.
What do you think this is going to be, Groobs? Any ideas?
I don't know.
You ready?
There's a few options.
Mino, are you ready?
Let's party.
Okay, you got Mini 2 up. Okay, here we go. This is a legendary Mimi. All right.
Bag up, bag up. Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What the what you doing, Terry? Terry, what's going on?
Cuts off so quick too,
and it'll fade out. It gets better every time.
That's the classic Mino.
The Big D Freedom Fire Fest continues with the 1:30 news.
And here's Justin with the 1:30 news.
Yay, Justin!
Mino sponsor Screwball.
Sounds good.
Take that. So this story hits near and dear to my heart because former Richardson mayor Laura Moxa has had the jury selection begin today on her retrial. Now, I'm pretty sure that this has been covered in the 1:30 news before because the former mayor of Richardson, she now goes by Laura Jordan, but she went by at the time Laura Moxa. She was accused of taking cash, sex, and luxury hotel stays, along with other things of value, from a land developer named Mark Jordan. So when she was the mayor of Richardson, she was getting these things from this guy, Mark, in exchange for basically her passing a 1,000-unit apartment complex that he was trying to put up. And so, of course, you know, this leads to bribery charges. And the first time they tried to put Laura on trial, it was thrown out because a security officer in the court was caught speaking to a juror. So we've had another story this week about, you know, just legal loopholes, Bill Cosby. This was another thing that caused the case to get thrown out. But after 2 years, they're going to retry her. And jury selection began today. But just what a crazy story.
And her name was something different?
Well, she ended up marrying this dude.
Oh, that same guy. She that married she was giving this dude. The favors to.
Laura she didn't Jordan. Go into WitPro.
Or WitSec.
Yeah.
That was always a good one. Is that where Henry Hill went? Got the...
He got the WitSec.
The ketchup and egg noodles in Arizona.
I thought it was WitPro.
I thought I've heard
What's
WitSec.
Sec?
Maybe that's a prison one. I don't know.
What's sec mean?
I don't know.
What's that short
security?
For?
Witness security?
Yeah, that might be prison.
I've never heard that term.
Got to have
those
that protection,
two words
bro.
Together. Yeah, witness protection.
Yeah, if you look up WITSEC, it's the United States Federal Witness Protection Program.
Oh.
Well,
I guess
well.
He just Googled it.
Cooler.
So.
Yeah.
I know a lot more about this kind of stuff. Maybe Justin Montemayor is not even my real name.
You don't look like a Montemayor.
That's true. I may be outing myself.
Justin Fring.
But yeah, I like... I do always get the accusations of being a part of a nefarious chicken empire.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of Breaking
That's
Bad.
That's right. The Chicken Man.
Been a Pollo Hermano. We're just hiding meth in our shortening. That's not realistic.
That
no way,
like
you,
an
no way you could run a chicken empire and a meth empire.
No?
No way.
Unless you want to get half your face blown off.
That's true. By
I just don't think you have, you know, you're not as
motivated
as into it as Gus. Remember Gus? You know how, in fact, have you seen Gus on Better Call Saul?
Yeah.
Okay. When he made the guy, you know, take apart the and clean
the fryer.
Yeah, the fryer again and again and again because he's a perfectionist. So a guy like that.
He's first into the chicken restaurant, last to leave.
Yeah, I feel like a guy like that could run a chicken empire and a drug empire.
You think we lunch pail Gus? He's the kind of guy you want to marry your daughter.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so this is... And you rarely see it go this way, where you have the female mayor and the guy bribing her with sex and cash and... again, luxury hotel stays, which I'm curious.
I just can't believe
what
a politician would do that.
I know. You think they're fighting for you.
Right.
The people.
Yeah. And then you find out that.
In the kiddie pool, man. We have an actual kid.
There's an actual kid in the kiddie pool. Go take a picture of that, Trey.
Go, Trey.
We got to promote it.
Yeah, maybe ask
that
the,
is kind of creepy.
Dad.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, that's Timo. I know him. He'll allow
Trey's
it.
Like, he cool. stepped on that landmine before.
Yeah. He was really quick
Trey
to...
was quick on the draw.
Trey, yeah, he knew yeah. that right away.
He's like, yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
I was thinking it was all about just, you know, promoting this party. Trey was thinking about the 100-yard rule that he's not allowed to be within any child.
He did scoot away from the window as soon as they showed up.
Little bit weird.
You don't want his PO to catch him.
He's going to have to go into WITSEC.
I like that's a good radio, man.
See?
Bringing it back to what
that's
we were
what
just
I do,
talking
man.
About.
I'm a broadcast professional.
I appreciate you doing that.
I love you.
So, how about this for a wheels off cooking story? This is from a little earlier this year. A man burned down his house because he wanted to have steak and French fries. So what does he do? He puts his steak in the toaster and then goes to buy French fries from his local from a local fast food place. And the steak in the toaster burns his house down. Can you think of anything more beaten than cooking your steak in your toaster? For one,
I think I'm looking at it.
What,
the
cooking hot dogs,
dogs
on a little coil?
The boiled hot dogs that we made.
That are broken up because the pan is too small.
You should have been here when Killer filled it up. He filled the water all the way to the brim. So
yeah,
if you
put
one hot dog in there, it's like he's never heard of water displacement. Like, the water has to go somewhere. And so then we had to watch him sheepishly try to balance this water from tipping over as he opened the door outside.
Oh, Killer.
But I would still argue this is a little more beaten. And what's crazy is he did burn down his house and got a $418,000 claim from his insurance.
Really?
And he wasn't happy about it.
He so
wanted
he's
more.
The idiot now? Oh.
He thinks that he should have got
local?
Another $200,000. No, this is across the pond.
Okay.
The only reason I know that is because they called it steak and chips. That's
okay.
more of a British thing than here in America, but...
You have to think, though, if he put the steak in the toaster, he must have done it prior to that, and it's worked.
Like, he wasn't doing an experiment to see if it works?
Yeah, you wouldn't just leave on your experiment time.
But,
you'd want to look at it.
Like, you don't
but
have a
like,
pan?
Oh, this will work.
You don't butter baste that thing? Like, how good can a steak taste? I mean, I know you're out of the steak game, but...
If it happened in England, I'm not even sure it really happened. I don't like stories from across the pond.
Yeah, this is
it's
America.
A whole
this is July 4th,
oh,
man.
Oh, you're right.
That's right. What
I
are you doing?
I should have vetted my story a little better.
Oh, Monty.
Although,
no,
if you want to make fun
them.
Of the English, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
we're
true.
Making fun of them.
We left them.
I've always wondered, in, like, British history classes, what they talk about between, like, the year 1700 and 1800.
Probably the fact that we hid behind trees and stuff to shoot at them.
Just, yeah.
We
just
cheated.
All the guerrilla warfare. Or do they just skip over that entirely? It's not yet. We lost the greatest nation in the world.
We didn't want the land anymore.
We really 28-3 them in the American Revolution. They just gloss over it.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah, in America, we don't do that.
Like, we blow up the Alamo as if it was a great thing, even though we got destroyed.
Right.
Yeah, but we won the war.
But we glorify that battle. I think Ozzy Osbourne, ultimately, didn't he defile it?
I don't even know what that means.
Spin for you? I think he urinated on it.
Yeah.
On the Alamo?
Yeah.
Or behind
like on the
it?
Side of it?
I don't think he did it, like, to deface it. I think
just had to go.
He was just being Aussie.
Sometimes you gotta go, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you're older. Bladder gets a little tighter.
Right, Dan?
I'm doing okay there. So, I don't know. Maybe that'll happen. I got everything else going wrong.
You did, like, right before the show, have to cut off a conversation to run upstairs.
Well, yeah, I drank a pot of coffee this morning. You know what else I did? So I made two pots of coffee today because the first pot of coffee, I hit go on it, and I went outside, took the dogs out. Just like this British guy. And when I came back, I realized pretty quickly that I didn't put the pot in there under it. And my, it must be an antiquated coffee maker because it didn't, it doesn't have some mechanism that reads that you didn't put a pot in there.
So it just went all down like the side of it?
It was all over the dishwasher, the outside of the dishwasher, the floor, the counter.
You had to go wake your wife up to clean it?
Yeah, I'm not cleaning that, bro.
Just start snapping?
Yeah.
I'm sure your daughter's left you alone about that one, though.
Yeah, they probably were cool with it.
No, everybody was still sleeping, so I kind of took care of it. Use a nice beach towel.
You finally found another
purpose. But you're going to have to go take that to the laundromat.
Yeah, that's the thing, Trey. Now I got to go to the laundromat.
You can't wash it at home.
Trey broke our washing machine. We got a lot of stuff going on.
Boy, the ripple effect of that. Yeah. You're going to feel it for months. So we do have one July 4th story here, or pre-July 4th story, I should say.
Pre.
As a man in Tennessee was shooting fireworks out of his sunroof. Would anyone care to guess what happened next? Let's play Does He Still Have Both Hands or Nah?
Oh.
Everyone like Groobs? Does he still have both hands?
I think he's a JPP guy.
Blake? Does he still have both hands?
I'm going to say no.
Dan?
I'll say yes, just so we have a wide variety here.
You are incorrect. He does not. He blew off one of his hands.
I can't believe you said that, dude.
Like his whole hand?
Most of his hand. They said they tried to preserve parts of it, but they couldn't, quote, locate anything. So I guess they were just, you know, his fingers were obliterated. It's almost like you shouldn't shoot fireworks out of your sunroof or something, you know?
This is America, man.
That's true.
Do whatever we want.
It probably was a kick-ass visual.
Yeah. He's probably driving a Jeep.
No, probably something foreign.
Whoa, dude.
Well, typically people that do this don't drive foreign
cars. I have audio of the incident.
No, this is a different guy.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Lord! Lord, Dave! Ow, Lord!
Closer, you can hear his hand.
Ow, Dave! What you doing, Terry? There was also a 20-year-old female in the vehicle with him, and she suffered minor burns to her neck and back and complained of ear pain.
Fireworks are loud.
Thing is, he was probably doing it to impress her.
Right. Nothing gets a woman going like shooting fireworks
out of
your
car. That's how I first met my wife-to-be.
Could count.
Well, I was shooting bottle rockets at her.
At her?
Yeah. No, we used to shoot them at kids riding their bike by. You know,
really?
You ever light a bottle rocket off your foot or off a rock in the yard or something? You've got a foot.
Not anymore.
Because of
because
July
of the bottle rocket. Yeah.
Here's audio of Justin.
I didn't handle it very well, apparently.
No.
And the only assistance I got were people telling me to just put it in reverse.
Put it in reverse, Monty!
Dan is giggling as I'm looking for my foot. Oh, God, where is it? He's just laughing. Yeah.
You know...
Don't have a foot anymore, huh?
Fire... What are we doing?
What are you pushing 400 now?
Imitating somebody?
Is that right?
Fireworks are no laughing matter, guys. I just don't want to make light of this.
Yeah, the Murfreesboro police captain said fireworks are made of explosives and are dangerous.
What?
No way.
The city of Murphy said this?
This is from Murfreesboro in Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee.
It's like
well,
the,
that explains it.
It's like the no diving sign on the kiddie pool. Like, yeah, no S.
You know what? We don't have a no diving sign on our kiddie pool, do we?
There was on the box.
Oh, wait, there is. I see it. Never mind.
It actually, yeah, there is a sign right there.
The kid's safe.
You think how many people run up to the edge and are about to dive? They go, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, oh, you know what?
Ooh, okay.
It says not to.
Well, I almost did it, guys. But it said don't.
This kiddie pool that I bought for $20 also comes with a, this is like, what do you call it, a lanyard?
That's a sweet lanyard.
So it's a thing you put around your neck, and on it, it says designated water watcher. I will monitor the kids in the pool without any distractions to ensure that water play remains safe and fun. I will not leave the kids unsupervised without a replacement. So you wear this, and you're the water watcher.
Did you know you were signing up for this?
This is the wussification of America that we need this, right? Thanks, Obama, for giving us this.
I bet Corby could get into, like, training camp with that.
With this?
Yeah. Pushing Mike?
Yeah.
All right, well, there's
we're
the
going to give this away to the next person out here that wants it. Maybe we'll give it to the baby. Let the baby watch watch people who are in the pool.
I'll autograph it.
Oh, just up the value.
Because we're at the Big D Freedom Fire Fest. Can I get a liner before you leave, Groobs, for our new show?
Oh, well.
For old, you know, Dan and Jake?
Man, I actually do listen to you guys. And
no, but we just want you to...
You mean to say I don't listen?
No, but seriously, like, I love your show.
No. I mean, we're just trying to be funny and stuff.
Okay. Hi, this is Groobs, and I never listen to The Hang Zone on The Ticket. But I seriously do, guys. Like, I love your show.
Oh,
I listen every day.
That's,
yeah.
That's just so great.
I'm a PI1.
Good luck with the KG start, bro.
Yeah,
I know.
Like
this will be fun as he goes against Seattle.
Airbones.
As I just learned.
All right, it's 10 till 2.
Oh.
I didn't know what time it was. This is The Ticket.